Hello again. You're listening to the News at One. Well, the waiting finally ended this morning for those sitting this year's Leaving Certificate exams, with English Paper 1 now finalised. This year's students could choose to sit the exams, take accredited grades, or a combination of both. More than 90% of the 61,000 Leaving Cert pupils opted to sit the written exams. Our education correspondent Emma O'Kelly has been speaking to staff and students at Mount Rath Community School in County Laois about how this morning's paper went.
I felt kind of at ease because, like, the predicted grades, we have that to lean back on. But, like, we had more time for this, so we had, like, time to think about what we could write down. And the questions weren't too bad as well.
Well, I feel a bit relieved now since I had the first paper done. I was kind of a bit anxious and a bit hyper at the beginning of it, kind of worrying about it. But after doing the first one, I kind of feel a bit relieved now having it done. It was just that, people just get a bit scared sometimes. After all, once you have one down, you'll fly through the rest. Even so, we probably have maybe a few more left to do afterwards.
Well, I was, like, nervous coming in this morning, but it actually went really well. And just kind of have to calm down and read the question a few times over. But yeah, it was really good.
I think, like, because we didn't have to answer as many questions this time around, it was a lot. We felt a lot calmer going in.
Like, this morning, like, I was so nervous about the whole thing. And then, like, when I went into the exam, stress levels went down because, like, there was, like, extra time but shorter questions, and I was just more, like, relaxed and everything.
Some of the students at Mount Rath Community School. Emma O'Kelly also spoke to teacher Katie Wallace, who outlined some of the changes to this year's paper.
They threw in a fairy tale and a fable this year, which we wouldn't have seen before on the paper.
Yeah.
So that was something new maybe for the students to try their hand at.
And, of course, students had fewer questions to answer, didn't they?
They did. So traditionally they would have had to answer a question A and a question B, whereas this year they had the choice between the question A and the question B. But the essay was still the mandatory piece on paper one.
They had two questions to answer, did they?
They had two out of three.
Two
out of three, yeah.
Well, let's not talk now to Emma. So a very different paper this year, and a bit more time in effect for the students to go to complete the questions that they chose to do, Emma.
Yes, Brian, normally they would, as you heard there, they would answer two out of six questions for the comprehensions, and they would do an essay, but they could choose just one out of six questions this year and the essay. So a lot more choice, and students really very relieved at the end of it. This was the paper, the creative paper, where students are asked to write about their own views, their own thoughts, their own ideas. And it really does seem to have been a very accessible paper, very relevant to young people. On both higher and ordinary, there was a question on the dangers of stereotyping. Also on the higher level paper, students asked to talk about the role of laughter and humour. So for students who've had a very tough year and more, they did allow the creative juices to flow in answering those questions. Another interesting thing about the paper, Brian, is two black artists on both papers, and this is interesting because something like Black Lives Matter was a movement that affected. This would have chimed with a lot of people who are very interested in social movements.
Very good, Emma. And more to come this afternoon and in the days ahead. But for the moment, thank you for that.